to do a metta bhavana, mainly focusing on the fourth stage. Only good just to focus on a particular stage. So focusing on a difficult person. Say a couple of things. So really, we bring to mind a difficult person. We're setting up the conditions really to have a look at our ill will, aversion. Have a look at that with kindness. And just see if it's possible to soften break open a little bit our habitual limited perception of this being. See them in a broader way. So we might notice whenever there's aversion or craving, there's a kind of narrowing of our space of awareness. Opposite of the sky-like mind. Our awareness contracts. And then our mind space is smaller, so whatever we're focusing on seems bigger, more solid, more dense. More fixed somehow. And there's often then always really with aversion, there's a tightening in the body as well. It goes with this tightening in the mind. We can work with softening either, both of those. We can also work with reflection. So I'll bring in a few ways in. We'll start with a nice long stage of kindfulness. Tender awareness. Our present moment experience. So I'll have about 15 minutes. It's bringing sensitivity, openness, kindness to whatever we find arising. Maybe beginning scanning through the body. And always anchor our awareness with the breath. We find ourselves drifting too much. And I'll drop in the odd word. sensitive to the whole body. Whatever arises, can we open to it, turn towards it? Know it with an undefended heart. Noticing maybe if we need to relax and open more, if we need to be more clear. More precise. With our awareness. So when we're ready, inviting a difficult person into the space of our awareness. Letting them come really close, maybe. Seeing what happens in the body as we bring them to mind. What happens in the body . What does our perception of this being lead to in the body? And noticing the space of awareness as our mind feels tight. Is it contracted around the perception of this person and the image of this person? Seeing what happens if we open to the sensations of constriction, of tension, if we open in the body. What happens to our experience, our perception of this being. A softening, opening in the body where this person is vividly present as possible. And can we find a way to soften, open the heart? Undefended heart. So this person isn't present physically now. So we're not at threat, not under threat. Can we drop our defenses? What happens if we really open out the space of our awareness, sky-like? What happens then to our experience, our perception of this being? They're still there in our awareness. There's lots of space around them. noticing what's there now. So maybe there's still a strong aversion or resistance. Maybe it's softened. Maybe it's largely dissolved. Just noticing. And whatever's there, whatever was there, can we know this as dukkha? It's aversion, ill will, resistance. This is the unawakened condition. Maybe knowing this person, this difficult person, they also feel this dukkha. In their own way. What's it like to know that? Maybe taking the last 5 minutes to just sit, letting go of any particular focus.